Hey guys, it is Jay John of the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. Just a little reminder that you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to rate and review us if you like what you hear. Download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. Visit AsianPopRadio.com for the latest. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. And follow us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Here's more from the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
You're listening into Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
We should have a new jingle. Like, I go Asian, you say pop, and you say radio. Ready? Asian.
How weird is it that radio. It's finally the last day of the week?
The last
it's
day,
a Friday.
Finally 2 free days.
Oh, we've been on radio for too long.
How are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got anything coming up? Oh, I don't know why you did that.
Because yous mean sheep.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Bleat, bleat.
Okay.
You're a sheep. Bleat, bleat.
You got much coming up on the weekend? Like anything you're looking forward to?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Another baptism.
Have you got another baptism?
Yeah.
Why have you got 2 weeks
to flip and flop into the water.
Flip and flop. There's a lot of people that need to be baptized at the moment.
Yeah, because they're newborns.
There's a whole lot of sin in the world.
These people
you see.
Need Jesus.
Yeah.
These are like 3-month-old babies.
I need Jesus.
They need Jesus.
Yeah.
Juby, did you know that Jason likes to eat a block of cheese?
You like to eat cheese?
With mayo.
I do like cheese and mayo. It is a great mix.
What? No,
mayo's
it's not.
In, guys. You can't go to a Korean restaurant at the moment without getting mayo on your
food.
Mayo's egg.
Yeah.
I'm not vegan.
You can eat the produce of animals.
I don't put it on chicken, right?
You could.
He's really perplexed by this
and
thing.
And cheese, I mean, cheese isn't.
Mayo's not got animal in it.
It has egg in it.
But that's okay, because I'm not vegan. All right, I'll explain vegan and vegetarian to Juby while the next song's on. But Jeanette, would you like to tell us what's on? Or is Juby going to tell us what's on?
Juby's going to tell us what's on.
Juby, tell us what's on.
I could say what the next song is. Which is
wow. You just burp on the microphone.
That's the next song, guys.
Oh, my God.
No, it's Perk
Pia
Trek.
It's because I vomited a little.
Are we going to
you
the first song?
You need to find yourself. You need to find you.
Perk Pia Trek?
Perk Pia Trek.
Perk Pia Trek.
Featuring Fahim.
Good times. Asian Pop Radio.
And that was Perk Pia Trek, Find You.
Perk Pia Trek.
Pie, like life of P2.
Singaporean musician Perk Pia Trek got that new song out, and we spoke to him in late 2016. He's a good guy. Going to hopefully talk to him soon. We did say earlier on in the week we're going to try and have him on, but it has not happened because he's busy.
And you know what that means? New music is coming out soon. New music, new good times. You know what else is a good time? The Asian Pop News Update.
Great.
Someone did a fartsies. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. That was GOT7. Welcome back.
Now, Jerome on the line has a special message for his lover, Janine. Jerome, would you like to tell Janine how much? Yep, continue on.
Can you do it in the Love God voice?
What do you mean?
Now, Jerome, you've got something very special you'd like to tell to your special lady.
Yeah, mate, I love her so much.
I love it. Yeah. It was always like that. Like, I just want to tell Charlene that I'm sorry that we had a fight and I hope she comes home soon.
I hope Paul will pay for my child support.
I want to listen to Mr. G, Ecstasy. It speaks to my heart.
Well,
I don't know what
Australian
that
radio
was.
For yeah. you guys. Good That's, quality, yes, good quality,
radio,
good time.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio.
Like us on Facebook, Asian Pop Pop.
I've got some breaking news.
Ooh.
We're gonna have something special on the show on the line later on this hour. We are going to speak
secrets.
To the one, the only, Jeanette's favorite, David Park from the Korean Cultural Office.
Oh, legit. I'm actually very nervous.
Totes
Do you think
legit.
He likes me?
I don't think he does, but that doesn't matter because we are going to talk about the K-pop World Festival.
But I always like his stuff on like Instagram, but he won't follow me back. Like,
yeah.
Fan zoned.
But any evs, whatevs, so forth. It's back for 2017. Online preliminary deadline is the 15th of March. It's going to be very exciting because the main stage at the Sydney Korean Festival is going to be showcasing this year. So it's part of the Sydney Festival. On the 1st of April. And they got some great prizes. First prize is $1,500 plus the chance to perform at the finals in Korea. Second prize is $800. Third prize is $500. The general rules are groups of up to six are accepted. It must be the same members as appearing in the video audition. You can't just have different people show up.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Yeah, so what are we doing? What are we going to go to Sydney and do this?
Are we going to dance?
Hot what
are we
dancing?
Maybe they're a month too early.
Hey, welcome to my world. Let's
but it will be okay because there's going to be a
bomb show. Ill.
There's going to be a similar performance in Melbourne on March 24th, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we should have some news next week for you. More details on the Asia Pop Concert, which is being run by the Arts Centre Melbourne in Melbourne. And we're going to be involved to some extent. It's pretty exciting. We're going to give you more details of that next week. That so keep listening. Keep listening. Keep following us on Facebook and Twitter. Search Asian Pop Radio. I'm done now. I finished talking about it. David's coming up. He's going to tell us more. Guys, anything else? What's next?
So now Michael has a very kind and special request that we do a segment that he sent to me. Yes, Emho from Korea.
Wow.
Good How on annoying. Him. Can he just like stay in Korea forever?
Come on. That's not nice. He means well. He tries very hard.
But doesn't make it.
Back-breaking labor when he was producing this show.
Back-breaking. That's why he's in Korea, getting
He broke backs.
He's not going to Korea for back surgery. I want to
see his
that.
Mountain.
I've seen it before.
Okay. Well, he sends in the Where Was I Born Idol Edition quiz for you guys, you, Jeanette, and Jaejeon, to participate in.
Cool. All
right. Let's look at each other in the eye. No cheating.
Give us the rundown.
Yes. I will be giving you some artists, some idols. God. I'm going to tell you what group they're from, and you have to tell me.
Why do you have a pen? We just say the answer.
If they were born in Korea or not.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I like
Are
this.
Are you guys ready?
I think so. All right, here we go.
Okay. All right. Why am I doing that? I'm not answering this question.
I'm loosening up my mouth so I know how to answer.
Is it my mouth or my bottom mouth?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so the first idol we have is Nicole, former Kara, but now soloist. Where was she born in? Nicole from Kara.
Korea.
Oh, I thought we got two options.
Yes or no.
So where was she born from?
Is she born in Korea or is she not?
Okay.
Yes.
I think she's born in Korea.
No, she's born in America.
Yes, Jeanette got this question
Nicole.
Right.
Nicole, I'm surprised she's not born in Australia. Nicole.
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole, stop drinking the red cordial and come back inside.
Wow.
I might retract your point now, Jeanette.
Okay.
So the next artist we have Victoria from Function.
Right.
What's
Function?
FX.
Function.
I'm sorry, my mouth's nerd.
Okay, that's okay.
I'll let Jason answer this because I know
this. Was she from Korea or not?
I think she's from Korea.
Well, she is from Korea, but was she born in Korea?
Born in Korea.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, dang.
Tough time.
She's Chinese, I think.
Yes.
Yep.
Chinese.
She was born in Chinese.
She's
okay, good.
Ken.
True story.
She was born into the language.
So 2 points, Jeanette. 0 points for Jason.
Wow, who would have thought this was going to happen?
Ooh. Okay, next one we
Why
have...
Why do you keep kicking my foot?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
you. You've done that both days now.
Okay. I'm not sure if this was on purpose, but it's Taekyeon. But I feel like it should be Taeyeon, 2 p.m.
Taekyeon. Fuck. It's Taekyeon.
Taekyeon. Okay, Taekyeon. Was she born in South Korea?
Was
or
he?
Not?
Was he?
2 p.m.
I
is
said
an
she.
Old.
He's Asian. He forgets his.
It's
gender.
He.
Did I say he?
I didn't say that. Cut
it's
that
a
out.
He. Taekyeon oh, it's from a he. 2 p.m. is
let's
he.
Say, let's ask the question again. God. Go.
So the next artist
I'm keeping
we,
that in.
So the next artist we have is Okay Taekyeon from
right.
2 p.m.
Yeah, cool.
Born in Korea or not?
He's very Korean. I'm going to say Korean.
He was born in America.
No,
he was born in South Korea.
Hey.
Dang
but
it.
He moved to the United States at a very young age.
You look like a freaking nerd.
You are a nerd.
So you got a one.
One.
Great. I just realized I had Mark's mic up. He was here yesterday. It's been up the whole time.
You could have burnt down the whole studio.
That sounds terrible. All right, next.
The next artist we have is Chungha from IOI.
Okay. I think you got a pronunciation wrong. It's E or E.
E or E.
I don't know about this one.
303.
Yes.
No.
No.
Where's she
United
born?
States.
No.
United States of America.
No, it's not.
No. All right, cool.
Now we have Lim, former Wonder Girls. Former Wonder Girls, Michael. The Wonder Girls are still a thing. They just...
Yes.
They just sounded.
Exactly.
They did.
So it's not former Wonder Girls.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes too.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
She just moved to Hong Kong at a young age. No, I lost track after the fourth question.
It doesn't really matter. Like exactly. The
we're actually on a draw. I've been counting.
Okay, right, cool. There you go. Next one, we have Henry Lau, an SM solo artist. Oh,
he's American.
Yeah, no.
No. He's not American either.
He's Chinese.
He's Canadian.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh.
He's from Canada. Well, I guess technically he is from America because it's North America, but...
Yeah, no. That's what I meant.
Yes.
Same, but different.
Let's go with that. Next artist we have Sandara Park from 21.
21. I'm going to ring the alarm. Oh, wow. Is this quiz boring you?
Yeah.
But is it a yes or a no? Was she
she's from
Korea?
America.
No, she's from the Philippines.
You're both wrong.
She's from South Korea and she moved to the Philippines.
That's it.
And then she went back. That's a point for me, fam.
What I meant was she flew there once. She once flew to America.
And it's fine, Jason. This is the last artist
Thank
idol.
God
it's
for that.
Yoo Chun, JYG, former DBSK.
Korea.
Yes.
I
ding,
say
ding,
yes.
Ding, 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 you got it.
I didn't even
South
get to
Korea.
Answer the question.
Hey. Hey, can I ask you something, Juby?
Yes.
What's that sound effect that you use when, like, shade's being thrown?
Oh, the shade music, the shady sound. Yes.
What does it mean?
It just means someone's thrown shade and I just put that in.
Is it just...
I'm putting it in...
You just decided that that's a throwing shade sound effect?
Yes, I did.
Or is that a thing?
I didn't go through it by you, but I just did it.
Right. No, I like it. It's good.
It's from RuPaul's Drag Race, and I make sure that it's in every show.
Cool, so we're going to get copyrighted.
That. Right.
Woo.
True story.
I love being copyrighted.
All right, what are we doing now?
Gratata.
Now we're going to the next track, Ah Moon with Myanmar, which is where she's from. Myanmar.
Great.
Or Myanmar. You know what?
Or Burma.
Because, you know, it's Myanmar girls, so it's Myanmar.
Burma.
Burma
girls.
I get it. Asian Pop Radio. This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio. It is our Friday show. Who's that on the line? Do I have someone on the line?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. No, put that to the left, please. No, that's your right.
Oh, I know who this is. It's Grandma Sakura. What?
I know, Claude. Put it to the left. Not up, down. No, left.
What is going on there? Oh, my gosh.
Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you.
That's good. What's happening in the Philippines?
I'm deciding where to put my new Santo Nino, but Mark doesn't know which one is his left.
Mark's trouble, isn't he? He really is.
This is Mark Jr.
Oh, Mark Jr. I didn't even know he had a son.
He is my second cousin's son who has a goddaughter with the godson who is also the neighbor of the president of Hawaii.
Wow, that is quite a connected family you have.
Yes.
And then after all of that, you've got Jeanette in the family, like, you know, which hasn't really achieved anything yet.
Yes, correct.
What else have you been up to? Been busy?
Yesterday I bought two new plants to put in my backyard, but because I don't have grass in my backyard, only the ocean, I had to put it in the front yard, but my front yard is all concrete, so...
Wow. Is that...
I had...
Is that the norm in the Philippines to have a nice concrete a nice concrete front yard instead of some green grass?
Huh? What?
Is that the norm to have some concrete in the front and not some nice green grass and shrubbery?
Yes. Norman does not grow the strawberries. Who's that? Jesus, two doors down in Manila, likes to grow the strawberries.
two doors down in Manila. Wow, you're so close to the city.
Yes, I am.
No, I believe that your husband has been getting up to some mischief. Is that correct? Jeanette was telling me the other day he's been a bit naughty.
I do not have a husband, sorry.
Oh, hang on. Am I getting it confused? Is it a boyfriend?
He passed away in 2001.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awkward. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Dear. You always hope that you don't do that on radio, but I've done it.
Yes.
Yeah. So who's your man? Who's the man in your life now?
I don't. I'm, an independent woman.
Great. But I believe I've got someone else on the line, which is really weird because I got another call from the Philippines. Hello?
Hello.
Wow. Do you know what? I'm not believing this because Jeanette told me that your husband is not has not passed over, and I'm kind of finding it a bit strange now having you say that he has. In fact, I've got him on the other line. He has called through because he knew that you were going to be calling in today. Grandpa Sacro?
Oi, I know. Huh?
Wow, he seems pretty peeved. Do you have something to say to your wife?
Hearing that voice, it sounds like he's been dead for a really long time to me.
I know. Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're on the line. Hello?
Yes, Jason?
Yeah?
Is this Jason?
This is Jay John of the Jeanette Jay John Show, yeah.
Where is your face?
What is my pay?
Why cannot I see your face?
Now you see why he was dead to me a really long time ago in 2001.
Is this some kind of joke? Do you think you are somebody?
Wow. I think it's a bit impolite to ask what someone gets paid, right? Is that the norm in Philippines? Because we wouldn't say that.
Because he's from the central Quezon area. Because he's from Quezon. Because I'm from Manila, there's a big culture clash. And he doesn't understand, the ethic and politeness and manners. He's always yelling. And he's going, huh? Huh? Huh?
Is this... Jason, why did you put this woman onto the phone?
This woman is your wife, isn't she?
See?
She is the one that walked out. She gets the pram and she walked out of the earth.
Wow.
House.
Okay, look, let's take it back. I know that there's been friction there for a while, and that happens with married couples that have been together for a while. Maybe sometimes we just need to remember why we got together in the first place. Can you perhaps, Grandma Sacro, can you tell me when you first met your husband? What was it like?
Dead.
What? It was like he was dead.
When I met him, my soul left my body.
Wow. Oi.
In there.
I have no idea what you just said, but I'm going to go with it. Wasn't there love there to start with, guys? Come on.
At the start?
There was not love, but the young people say that there was hatred between us that brought us closer.
Wow.
And now we're further apart.
She is telling me the siopao, and so I go up to her. In the siopao stand, I said, hello.
See, he always gives me gift vouchers, but there's no SM in where I live.
Oh,
my
God.
The gift vouchers.
I asked her to give
my
me
goodness.
The pork. I want 2 for 5 pesos, and she gave me that one, but she gave me a discount. She gave me 2 for 4 pesos, and that's...
See, he always says he wants to build a porch on our new house, but in front is concrete, and in the back is the ocean. Where will you build the porch? I don't understand.
Oh, well, you guys sound like you've got a bit to work out, but it sounds like it was kind of built on a love-hate relationship, right?
I am in the barco. I am going to visit my family away from her. It is in the south side. I'm not going to see this woman for a very long time.
Oh, how long has it been that you've been married?
Dead.
not too long because he died in 2001.
Okay. So it sounds like there is no chance of rekindling the flame here tonight on the Jeanette and Jay John show.
No, thank you. I will pass on that one.
No.
All right. Don't, well, you can't even do it for your beautiful granddaughter, Jeanette.
Jeanette, is she here?
She will one day find her true love, but I will not. Because I am what they call, I think her name is Beyonce. Beyonce once said that independent women, ladies, single.
Yeah.
Beyonce is my girlfriend now anyway.
Okay, look, you know what, you guys, I'm going to let you have a chance to work things out, and we're going to take it offline, and then hopefully we'll catch up with you both again another time soon. Is that okay? Oh, she's gone already. All right, thanks, guys. Thank you, Grandpa Sakura.
Hello?
Okay, this is the Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio. Wow, that was more complicated than I thought it would be.
What is this one?
So I was thinking about getting some chai latte just afterwards. Do you want to... get some chai latte?
No, I don't have dairy. I'm more of a soy girl.
That's chai latte isn't dairy.
Yeah, you can get it with milk.
We're on.
Oh, we're on. Hi.
Wow.
Welcome back. This is the Jeanette
and Jay
John
show. That was a planned segment that went downhill.
It was great.
I've never felt so awkward in my life.
You guys, I can't believe that you're both cousins. You're both in here at the same time.
Fun fact, and then he's my godbrother.
And then all of us, whatever, it doesn't matter. And then at the very moment you both went to go to the bathroom, separate bathrooms, just letting people know, your grandma and grandpa grew up, Jeanette. Oh. Called up, like, what the hell?
Grandma and grandpa grew up.
Aren't we all growing
wait,
up?
Wait, did you say my grandpa as well?
Your grandpa called through.
Why?
The first time. Because he was trying to rekindle the flame with your grandma.
That's a lie. They don't like each other.
Yeah, well, it became apparent.
A negative magnetic with a negative magnetic.
Yeah. Why are you speaking about like he is alive? Did you get the Ouija board or?
Isn't he alive? Who did I speak to?
He is alive.
He's alive.
Just really dead to my grandma. My grandma, okay. Like, when you, like, mention him, she'll just say, yeah, he died in 2001. He
Granddad's
did.
Alive?
Oh, my God. All right.
Juby, we don't have the same grandpa. What the heck is wrong with you?
So confusing. It's been a long week for
Jesus
Juby.
Jesus is our
he's been
father.
Here all week, and he's done a great job. Juby, thanks so much for being here for the whole week.
Oh, you're welcome.
Been a great show. Jeanette, thank you for being Jeanette.
As always,
it's graceful. Been fantastic having you in. And don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
To see us first.
Got some great news coming up for you in the next week. Some awesome interviews.
We've got seven news.
We've
to
got
tell you.
Seven news. We've got BTS news. We've got so much. So keep listening to us. We're going to go to another program now.
Mukfam.
No, not Mukfam.
Mukfam.
No, we're going to go to the top 10 countdown with Traverse. Don't forget K-ville Radio on the weekend at 8 p.m. Just before that is Chopsticks and BS. See you later.